This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Time for another edition of the DJD Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Ask Dr. Ken coming up later in the hour. Dr. Ken is from Lake Cardiology, his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida, known around the country, known around the region, known around the world as an expert, a top cardiologist. He is an award-winning facilitator, does research at his clinic, and talks to patients every day, all day. So he's on top of it, whether they're in his clinic or whether he's doing telemedicine. You can connect with Ken, by the way, after you listen to us talk. If you are not familiar with the program, help yourself to his office line, which is 352-735-1400 for that telemedicine. I think if you're new to the program, we have another, new affiliate this week. You are listening to Dr. Ken tell stories about what's going on in medicine. He reviews all of the journals every week and brings out the important things that affect you and the way you take care of yourself. As you can imagine, in this era of COVID, that makes up the majority of our conversations. So, having said that, it's interesting to note the different details, because there are stories around this week that suggest the deaths have gone up again, and then depending on what you read, they're going down again. It's here and there. And I just think that, I'll preface your comments, Ken, by suggesting that we have allowed ourselves to fall into a morass of focus on this that's so confusing to some people, they don't really know what to believe. So now it's good that you are able to kind of sort through all of this stuff. People can make up their minds. You are, politically speaking,
let's not get into politics.
Well, I think politically speaking, let me finish the sentence. I'm not getting into politics in the sense that it's about who is leading. What it is listening to these people who continue to say, I'm not going to mask because it's a free country and I don't have to. That kind of thinking is really against the grain, and I know that you feel strongly about it. So anyway, let's go through, first of all, the numbers, and then we'll go from there. Does that make sense?
Sure. Well, you know, I feel strongly to help everybody who's listening to live as long as they can. And if they want to live as long as they can, unfortunately, for a while longer, and I know everybody's tired of this, myself included, we just have to continue to mask, keep our hands clean and off our face, and social distance. And I think by the end of the show, with the latest update, because this changes every week, I hopefully you'll all feel that way. And I think I'm going to give you some optimism, because I'm feeling a little more optimistic this week that we have begun to get a hold of this whole thing, and we can't give up being cautious, but I see the end of this, and I think we've already started getting to the end. I'm feeling a little more optimistic. The statistics are regarding the vaccine that have vaccinated about 2% of the population, 2-3% of the population, about 12-13 million people have been vaccinated. As of this Friday, it'll be about 5 weeks since I've had my second shot. I had just one day, the day after my skin was punctured, which you don't even feel. I had some fatigue, some muscle aches, some chills, nothing more. It was a little bit worse, the fatigue, with the second shot one day. And by the second day after the shot, I was back in the gym. I had felt nothing. One day after the shot, yes. Just don't schedule anything for that one day after that shot, except for a nice lazy day. If you don't get any reaction, I don't know how lucky you are, because it means did the immune system respond? Probably it did, but if you get a little bit of a reaction, that's actually a good thing, because you know that your immune system responded. And now the vaccine with 12, 13, 14 million Americans this many months out is just the safety is looking better and better, unless you've had a serious allergic reaction in the past, you know, where they had to give you an EpiPen. You don't have to worry about getting this vaccine. The big struggle right now is trying to find a place to get it. But so far, the safety profile looks good. Amazingly, this vaccine, yes, went from thought to FDA approval in 10 months. It usually takes 5 to 10 years. But what was not shortened was the safety issue. New vaccines, they get about a two-month window of watch because almost all the bad side effects occur in those first 60 days. This vaccine actually got a 90-day watch before it went out to the public. And now with the many more months that it's been given to the public, with the millions of people that have gotten it, the safety of it looks better and better. And again, as soon as I heard that my number was up, I could get myself slotted. It only took me 10 minutes to enroll, and I would urge when you hear that your number's up to not wait, because you're not only helping yourself, you're helping all of us, because we're not going to get rid of this whole thing until about 75% of us either get the illness or get vaccinated. We get to herd immunity. Remember, viruses, they need a host, a live host to live in, or they go away. So once about 75% of us either get ill or get vaccinated, this is not going to go away. And once that happens, we get to herd immunity. This whole thing goes away. So it's actually something you're not only helping yourself, you're helping everybody when you get vaccinated. We estimate about 70 million Americans have gotten ill and from COVID already, but we're getting close. About 20% of the American population have gotten the illness, about 3%, so we're about 23% there, and we need about 75%.
There you go. All right, coming up, a focus on masking and what's necessary under the current circumstances from Ken's research and perspective. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with another reminder about how to stay healthy, keeping your nostrils clean. There's a product called Clear. You've probably heard me talking about it, spelled X-L-E-A-R. And the reason they spell it that way is because what the main ingredient is xylitol, starts with an X, and therefore they took the X so you would distinguish between that and anything else that had to do with just being clear. Clear helps you by assisting your immune system to wash out the gunk during the day. My advice is that you use the lavage thing in the morning and at night, clean out your nose from a night's rest. Then during the day, have this just a little squeeze bottle. Take it with you, and every hour or so, you spray a little bit up in each nostril, and it really protects you because of the viral adhesion that you get with xylitol. All of the things that are up in your, or could be, in your nose, you've been exposed to lots of things this winter, that's for sure. So if you want to block the bacteria, even strep and staph and viruses like the regular flu and the SARS, that's all been proven to be eliminated by using the Clear. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinus, so use it regularly. That's my advice. It's all natural. The ingredient that is the main ingredient is found in many fruits and vegetables. So get it from the outside in, if you will. Spray up in the nostrils four or five times, maybe during the day. You'll be happy you did. You'll be so much better off. So, is your breathing? Think about Clear. You'll find info on Clear at xlear.com. You can buy it on Amazon, eBay, grocery store, drug stores, natural food stores. Help yourself to Clear to be clear.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, never, never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Moving back into Dr. Ken's house. Ken Kronhaus is here. The masking controversy back on the surface again, and the quality of masks, that sort of thing. There's some stuff floating around that you've examined as to whether or not double masking might be necessary. What do you figure?
Yeah, let me get into the masking, but you had asked me earlier about the confusion about the death rates and the number of cases, and I just, in the last segment, didn't have time to get to that. And the reason why it's confusing, because it's a good news, not so yet great news story, because in terms of the number of cases, there's some good news, some really good news, because this week, for a number of days, 3 consecutive days, for the first time since November, we've had less than 100,000 cases, new cases per day. And that may not sound great, but that's a good milestone. And so, and recently in the last week or two, the incidence has significantly dropped since it was early in January. Or since last November, we're now going back to statistics like that. Because remember, after Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, it just ballooned up. And now it looks like it's going back down. And with warmer weather coming, with vaccinations, it's just hopefully going to come down. But what is still going up a bit are deaths each day, and this takes longer to come down because prior to the last few weeks, especially after Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's, the numbers just, you know, exponentially went up.
The Super Bowl and all that stuff, and this weekend is President's Day. A lot of people
Hopefully the Super Bowl won't do much, but we'll see. And, you know, a lot of the people in the stands, it looked like there were a lot of people there, but a lot of them were cardboard.
Cardboard.
So, regarding double masking, the key issue is fit and filtration and what you're using for the mask. If you're using a 3 or 4 ply surgical mask or an N95 or a KN95, you know, we're not talking about double masking. If you're using just a cloth mask, which just is not nearly as good as a surgical mask or an N95, then you might want to think about double masking. But the key is the fit of the mask and the filtration of the mask, and you don't want to lose either one of those. So it's not a simple matter of just saying, I'm going to put a second mask on, because you actually may not filtrate or fit well, and you'll undo the whole process.
Got it. All right, there's Ken's advice on whether double masking is necessary. You make up your own mind based on the advice from people you trust. I trust Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
No other dealer network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back into the fold here. Dr. Tim Kronhaus is with us. We're going through the research he's done this week. I want to tell you a story. I haven't talked to you much this week. Normally, you and I have chats on the phone during the week or the weekend. I had dinner last Saturday night with a medical researcher. Actually, she was originally from, she's Turkish. That's what she told me. She came from Turkey. She went to London to get her education. She came to America, had an opportunity to get out of Turkey, and brought her daughter here. And she got a job working as a researcher at Harvard, and then she became a lecturer at Harvard, and then she got an offer, as is often the case, from Big Pharma for big money to go do research. And she happens to be in charge of the research on the RNA versus DNA issue, and which of these, whether you use RNA or DNA, and I don't even know that some people get that. They just hear,
For what indication is she working on? For what product?
Well, as to whether or not it affects our bodies in the long run. Does the vaccine that has the mRNA affect our body in the long run versus the other stuff, like, I don't know whether Lilly, but I know the J&J is a DNA modified vaccine, whatever that means. What she explained to me was that
she confused you.
Well, that may be. I mean, sometimes I'm confused. You know that. Anyway, she said that the DNA ones could have more of a lasting impact.
When you say DNA ones, which vaccine was she talking about?
Well, the ones that haven't been used yet. She says Moderna and Pfizer are the RNA ones, the mRNA ones, and those are the safer ones, the DNA ones, because they won't have, they'll basically be out of your system in a year, and then you're going to have another shot. These shots will not last. She said they're good for a year, and then all bets are off because the virus is going to mutate.
She's saying, well, if they mutate, then you're going to need a new shot, like a flu shot, no matter what you
get. Yeah, that's what she's saying.
It doesn't matter. Well, let's talk about the vaccine, because let me try to unconfuse this. Because right now, there are five products that we're thinking about, and let's do a little vaccine update, and this is some hopeful news. Right now, there are two vaccines that are authorized and recommended to prevent COVID-19. And they're both of this new technology. It's not so new, but it's not the classic technology, you know, growing the vaccine in eggs, like we know about all the other antiviral vaccines. But we have the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. That's the one I got. And then you have the one from Moderna, the COVID-19 vaccine, the one that Dr. Fauci took. And I would recommend that if anyone has either available, because you're most likely not going to get a choice, take either one of them. I would have taken the Moderna one if that one was available. When I got mine, the Pfizer was the one that was available. But the ones that are out in phase three or done and being reviewed by the FDA are the AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, also called the Janssen, and the one from Novavax. And there's good news there. When we get some time after the break, we can talk more about it.
I just want to know the difference between that which uses or affects your RNA versus that which affects your DNA, and that was the distinguishing thing from this woman's point of view, what she's been working on. She's been at it for 30 years, so I trust her work, frankly, on all of this. And she made a lot of sense, at least from what I could glean. That's what makes this so difficult. There's so much stuff. There's so much information here. How the hell do you know really what the right thing to do is? And the news media confuses everybody with all of the huzzerai and you know, their own points of view without giving you the facts. So we continue with some facts and information to help you out here on the DGB Health Show. Doug Steffen with Dr.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The CDC giving schools a pathway to reopen, but there are questions about just how many schools would reopen under the guidelines. The CDC yesterday unveiling a color-coded chart districts can use when deciding when or how much to reopen. New York Medical College professor Dr. Bob Lahita tells CBS News he supports the new guidelines.
This is a very good guide. I think at least it's some sort of a guide.
CNN, though, reporting that 99% of children currently live in the chart's red zones, meaning areas where COVID transmissions are highest. The CDC recommends schools in those zones remain closed or offer hybrid learning. CNN also says less than 100,000 children in the U.S. live in blue zones where transmission rates are lowest and schools could fully reopen. New York's governor could face repercussions for underreporting nursing home deaths by 50%. State senators meeting Friday to discuss removing Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers. One source tells Politico was almost a slam dunk the governor would lose the powers he has had for almost a year. This is USA Radio News. Former President Trump's impeachment trial could come to a vote today. The Senate meeting to call witnesses and hear closing arguments. It doesn't look like Trump will be convicted. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week while he'll vote to acquit.
The House managers, they have not proven their case. To prove their case, they have to demonstrate that President Trump committed a high crime or misdemeanor. That's the constitutional standard. And what they've attempted, what they've alleged in the articles of impeachment is incitement. In 2 days, in 16 hours of presenting their case, they haven't come remotely close to demonstrating that President Trump's conduct violated the law, that it constituted incitement.
Defense lawyers yesterday calling Trump the victim of a political witch hunt fueled by the Democrats' hatred of him. A moment of unity after Friday's impeachment process. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded the Congressional Gold Medal for leading protesters away from the Senate chambers the day of the riot last month. Goodman honored by the Senate with a standing ovation. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Continuing along now, second half hour of our DJV Health Show for the weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, heard during the week and on the DJV program, and on the weekend on DJV Health. We're in the middle of the discussion about RNA, the two vaccines that we now have been using, the complementary vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. Then there are new ones on the horizon. And to get back to what I was talking about, the essence of whether it affects your RNA or your DNA and what the difference is between the two and why she said the RNA is more desirable because the DNA could permanently affect your DNA. Those are the other ones that are being created, right?
I would talk about it a little differently. I would talk about one as the mRNA vaccine, which is the new technology from Pfizer and Moderna, and the other one is the classic technology that's been used for so long for all the other antiviral, like polio, you name it, vaccine, the flu vaccine. This is the technology that is used.
It introduces the bug into your body, right?
Well, it either introduces the bug, which the live virus, or more commonly, an attenuated form of the virus where it's not alive, but it's part of it's the virus, or even more commonly in the older technology, a fragment of the virus.
So right,
it allows immune system to respond to a true fragment of the virus and then remember that and then respond. And that's the traditional technology. So I'm not sure why she's using the word DNA.
Why? She says it could possibly affect your DNA.
Well,
listening to that, the stock vaccine, that
right.
Isn't affected people's DNA.
Exactly. So I'm not sure why she's talking about DNA. It's just the traditional technology that's been used for the salt vaccine, any antiviral, herpes zoster, shingles vaccine, the flu vaccine.
They all introduce this stuff into your body, the little chips of it, right?
They all use the same thing. Remember, there were two shingles vaccine. The first one was live, and the second one was not.
Particles.
But they use the same technology otherwise. You know, they grow in eggs, and it takes for a while. But the advance is this mRNA technology, where what we're injecting is a little piece of code, nothing to do with the virus, but a code, the messenger RNA, and it doesn't go to your genetic code, it doesn't go to your DNA, because DNA, that's the vault of the genetic code in our bodies. In order to make protein, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, messenger RNA is made from the DNA, and then the messenger RNA travels to the protein producing machinery in the cells to actually make the protein.
Pretty complicated stuff.
Well, the real clever thing about the new vaccines are they're injecting a code. It's like a page of the recipe book, and the recipe book is in the vault. That's the DNA, and you rip out a page of it, or you make a copy of one of the pages. That's the messenger RNA, and then you take this copy to the cell, and in the cell is the machinery to make protein. And what you're doing with the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna, you're injecting a little piece of messenger RNA. Messenger RNA is very, very fragile. It lasts for only about a couple of days. It does not go back into the DNA. It goes to the protein producing machinery of the body. And this mRNA code, what it does is it teaches the cells in the body to make the kneecaps, if you will, of the COVID-19 virus. It's called the spike protein. And when the body then sees the protein that the body makes from this messenger RNA code, the immune system sees that this is a foreign protein. The immune system then makes specific antibody against this kneecap of the virus that your body suddenly is making. Your body's suddenly making a protein from the virus, not a human protein. And when the immune system sees this spike protein, again, you can't assemble a virus from just one single kneecap. It's like making a human body if you just had kneecaps there. And so so the kneecaps are made, the immune system makes a specific antibody against the kneecap of the virus, the spike protein, and then when the body, human body, sees a whole virus come in, the immune system is locked and loaded. It really lets go a specific antibody against the kneecap. The kneecaps are cut off from the virus, and then the virus can't connect to the human cell, and the virus is washed out.
There you go. So what's the
brilliant.
Eli?
It's brilliant. It's going to win the Nobel Prize. It's just brilliant.
So now the emergency use of the new vaccine from Eli Lilly, how is that? That's a monoclonal antibody. How does that fit into this discussion we just had?
That's not a vaccine. That's therapeutics. Now, that's used.
That you take after you get the vaccine.
No, wait a second. That gives you immediate big bolus, a huge wallop of antibody. And it's given when your own immune system hasn't had the vaccine long enough to make its own antibody, or you haven't yet even had the vaccine. So this is for people who don't have antibody already, don't have the vaccine in their body long enough to make antibody, but this was authorized, and there's two different brands for people who have mild to moderate disease, who are at risk of getting severe COVID-19. It's very effective. This is what President Trump got in the vein when he was in the hospital. You do have to go to an infusion center to get this, because it is an intravenous injection, a short intravenous injection, and you have to get it within 10 days of the onset of symptoms. But it's available out there, and it was also approved for those older than 65 who suffer from chronic medical conditions. They're also included among those who can receive the treatment under the authorization. So if you have mild to moderate symptoms or if you know you have it and you're at risk of getting severe COVID-19, talk to your primary care doctor. Don't go to the office. Give them a call. Ask them about getting the monoclonal antibody treatment. If you have not had the vaccine, the second shot, at least 2 weeks out from the second shot, then talk to your doctor about possibly getting this IV infusion.
More money from the feds for more mass production of the rapid testing. Are we going to need that going forward? We'll ask Dr. Ken that as we move along. Here's some more time coming up with Ken on the DGV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with a little bit of acknowledgement. Maybe this would be considered advice. I give you a lot of information in my various programs about how to keep yourself healthier the natural way, whether it's the diet, what you eat, the kinds of things that'll get your weight down, the exercise programs. Okay, all of that's important. So that's your body. Okay, over here's your body. Over here's your brain. What are you doing to keep your brain exercised or healthy? And if you're not doing anything, you think, oh, I haven't thought about that at all. Then maybe I should suggest, not maybe, I'm going to suggest to you that you add the dietary supplement Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen is an all-natural health supplement that includes things like vitamin D that's really good for your brain. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and a better life, get you away from those age-related cognitive impairments that we all experience as we get older. So add Prevagen to your routine. Prevagen. I do it. You can do it. Makes sense. Healthier brain equals a better life. Get on your way to that with Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to Bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Don't forget about our weekly get-together, Dr. Ken, and the podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It has been a focus mostly on the COVID, which is worthwhile and helpful because that's the big deal. Now, I have we got a couple of CDC things here. You were talking about masking and whether it's necessary, you know, what does the CDC recommend, and you went through that. I saw that this week, and I also saw something else from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Did you see that? The number of deaths that have come from people who have had these vaccines. And I don't know that the numbers are extremes. Have you seen that, Ken?
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
The information that comes from these numbers suggests that 501 people have died taking some kind of vaccine, the COVID vaccine, one of them. A number of them were from the United States, 453, according to the CDC. The average age was 77 of the people who died. youngest person was 23. This is taking the vaccine. 10,748 reported a negative impact. I don't know what that means. Did you have a sore arm? Were you sick to your stomach? You know, that kind of stuff. So I wonder, that I don't know that, I mean, it's just what they do. They keep stats.
But was this what they would have expected had they not been vaccinated?
That's a question. Yeah, that's a good question.
That sounds to me, especially, that's the average age of death in America.
77,
and, yeah. And the question is, you know, true related or true unrelated? You know, if you have 13 million people and that many deaths at that age with COVID out there right now, I mean, I would wonder whether that's just what you would expect in this population. Mm-hmm. If they would have not been vaccinated. So I don't know how much by chance that occurred. You know, you have to, you know, whenever you look at data, you know, I don't want to get into the weeds, but you look at a p-value, you know, what's the likelihood that this occurred by chance? And so that, you know, I'd have to look at the stats on that.
One of the things the lady that I was talking about, the researcher, said that the death numbers have been so exaggerated that the federal government has instituted suits against the big hospital chains to get money back. You know, apparently, I didn't know this early on, the hospital's got a $2,000 credit or payment from the federal government for every COVID death. Is that, would you understand to be the case?
Well, the coding and reimbursement does change, and there is additional reimbursement when there is a COVID death as the cause of death. So, you know, there have been some questions, and I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but, you know, you have horrible accidents like motor vehicle accidents, and somebody comes in after a motor vehicle accident, and then they find that, you know, they were COVID positive, as so many people are right now, and they code it as a COVID death. But, you know, you hear about these things. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but there's certainly are a lot
questions.
Of questions.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure
you hear about people who are in line to get tests, and they don't even get the test, and they get notified in the mail that they're positive.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of questions on about the and that's what has raised a lot of issues with a lot of people, you know, about the validity of all this. But trust me, severe COVID-19 you don't want to get. You don't want to end up in the hospital for 3 to 4 weeks unable to breathe. You don't want to end up in the hospital dying alone with nobody
near you.
You
know what this is a great ad for? This is a great, the COVID situation and who's died is a great ad to have people stop smoking, to have people have the balanced diet and get to the ideal body weight that you talk about. That's really what this is, at least in my read. The people who are getting the worst end of this are people who have abused themselves.
But also people who also are over 65. But certainly you add those additional risk factors, the risk is higher. We've never seen a virus.
I don't know. I know nobody my age in my circle that's had it. Nobody. Not a person. Interesting. Dr. Ken, up next with questions for Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Show.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind.
Never, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our circle of info here on the DJV health portion of our broadcast. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer some of your questions, a lot of questions, as you can imagine. We've been talking a lot about which is the right vaccine to take and whether, you know, Pfizer is better and who's doing what with to whom. Is it possible that you can cut down the time needed to manufacture the vaccine so that we can have more? I saw something about Pfizer cutting down the manufacturing time to 100. It was 110 days. Now it's going to be 60 or something, according to an article in USA Today. What do you make of that, Ken?
Well, I think as they get a little better at it, they will certainly find ways to do it. They need more facilities. It's not an easy vaccine to make, but they're getting better at it. We've never been this fast ever getting it up, getting it out. And again, the safety period of monitoring was longer than is needed by design. So no shortening of the time of safety has occurred. It's just what shortened the time to get it out to the public here was that they actually started manufacturing it, Moderna and Pfizer, before it was approved. That was unique. And now, with the huge demand of it, they're just trying to get it out to the millions, the hundreds of millions, the billions of people worldwide who need it. And they'll get there, and they're just opening more plants to do it. And it's just a matter of getting it up and going. And why I am very encouraged is because these other vaccines that are not using the new technology, and they might not be quite as effective, but they're looking like they're probably going to be adequate, but we'll know shortly because they're being reviewed by the FDA. The Johnson & Johnson looks like it probably will be approved by the FDA. This is a one-time shot. It doesn't have any of the cold storage issues. It uses the older technology, although it seems from the early reports, and we don't yet know officially. We haven't seen the FDA data yet. They're reviewing it, and we'll be reviewing it. But the initial headline news is that it looks like J&J is going to be approved. AstraZeneca is also going to be reviewed shortly by the FDA, and that also less effective than the mRNA, but probably going to make it the threshold for approval. And then Novavax is out there. So I think in the next month, we're probably going to have at least one, two, and maybe three additional vaccine choices. So we're going to suddenly have a much larger supply. And again, you don't need a vaccine that's 100% effective. 70% is pretty good. It's a matter of
Johnson
getting...
Johnson & Johnson is at about 70%, isn't
it? That's what we're hearing. And you know, it needs to be fully reviewed, fully published, and you know, but that's what the headlines are publishing, and needs to be validated. But we just need, remember, polio vaccine was only about 60 to 70% effective, and the flu vaccine's the same, but it's a matter of getting to herd immunity, enough of us getting vaccinated so that the virus can't find a living source to thrive in it. And if the virus, the COVID-19 virus, can't find a living source to thrive in it, it won't make these variants, these mutations. And that's what's really going to delay us getting over this whole thing, is getting enough people vaccinated before more variants or mutations are made. And those are the two unknowns: how quickly the variants occur and how quickly everybody gets vaccinated. Once we get to herd immunity, 75% vaccinated, the vaccine can't make any more variants, and we'll be out of this. So you're helping all of us by getting vaccinated. The quicker we get to that point, we can get over this whole thing.
And it appears the government has put in a couple of $100 million more for mass production of the tests, so you know whether you have it or not. I don't know if that's helpful.
Not MASK production, mass, MASS production of the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah, correct. So that's, that's moving in the right
direction.
That's
a good thing. The quicker we get vaccinated, the quicker we can move on and get our lives back. But don't give it up yet. You have to still be so cautious because although the end is in sight, you don't want to stop wearing the mask, doing the social distancing, and keeping the hands, keep them clean and off the face.
Yep, makes good sense. That was a long answer, but it was a good question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his facility at Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, here on the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.